So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
What's up, nerds? As heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle, this is, one more time. I was busy doing something else. What's up, nerds? As heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle. Hello, I'm Gregor. Welcome to my ridiculous nerd talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. He's not here, so we don't read his part just yet. He's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He's just a meat vessel for human gratification. We call his wiener a snapping turtle.
Oh,
we call it a service animal. He's not wearing anything under those sweatpants except for maybe a spam musubi. The Mandarin Floridian. Hello to Siege.
Niola Wanjong Hari Chilama.
Yeah, I'm glad that you remembered this time, because to wrap up last season, we couldn't remember what you said at the beginning.
Man, yeah, that was disgusting. I was out of it. That was terrible.
That's okay. It was the end of a long year, and it was, I believe, the day before your birthday. I'm not exactly sure. I can't remember first.
It was one of those. Something along those lines.
Yeah. Okay. Helping us behind the scenes and then schooling us at the end, we have producer Sean Tasty Gravy, not Gervin. None of us a scientist, engineer. One of us not even here. If you are, let us know what we get wrong or perhaps what we get right.
Tell if you a friend. Are here.
Yeah. If you are here, well, I'm sure we'll hear from you. If you could tell a friend, write a review, or just find us online, specifically on our brand new Discord that we ignored for 2 weeks to say sexy things about Siege, nerdtalkplus.com. I think we need a category on there that just says sexy things about Siege, and then people can just post stuff. So,
yeah, it'll be completely empty.
We have a website. It's just a link tree that gets redirected. It's called nerdtalkplus.com. You just spell the nerd talk and the plus, and then you hit .com. Mothura, Mothura. Japanese words, Mothra. Sorry, Siege just held up a Mothra toy on the stream, and that's pretty fun. A little Mothra stuffy. Yeah, if you go to nerdtalkplus.com, it'll have links to our social media and specifically to our brand new Discord, so you can say sexy things about Siege there or whatever
like
you want.
Live during the show.
Is that so? Okay, so Gravy, do you have that going? Is that something that you got going, or we kind of teased it? Okay, so if you say anything on the Discord, some of us won't see it, but Gravy might. So feel free to...
if anybody's paying attention,
hi.
Then something might happen. We don't know.
Send us dirty pictures.
Yes, please do that.
Okay,
so, you send that to me in my DMs.
Or on the Say Sexy Things About Siege section of the Discord.
Yes, on the Say Sexy Things About Siege. There we go. That's right.
Wait, did I get that right? Say online to Say Sexy Things About Siege. Yeah. Not to Siege, just about him.
Just about me. Yeah.
This is confidence boosting, okay? This is not necessarily... I'll stop there, and that's great. How are we, Siege? You okay?
Yeah, I guess so. I survived the massive... What is it, a bird flu or a pig flu, or what's the flu that we're doing this year?
Oh, I don't know. Remember last episode we recorded was a couple days before Christmas, and mm-hmm. I was sick from that time.
You were so sick.
Until 2 days ago. So
really?
I think I had it, yeah.
Oh, man. So what would you describe it as? What animal would you relate that flu to the most?
Oh, I don't.
It's what?
I don't know. It was, what's like annoying and won't go away, and
dog?
Yeah, it was the ladybug flu.
It was the ladybug flu.
I had gravy flu. Gravy pointed to himself. I have
gravy flu. Yeah, that I mean accurate.
Okay, I had the gravy flu. Everybody.
Oh man, sounds gross.
Yeah, it was. Not great. So you avoided the flu, huh?
I kind of avoided it. I mean, I might have gotten a little something off the side of it. I mean, I was in a lot of places with a lot of people this week. I had two shows. Mm. I also...
Yeah, I feel like you stopped doing comedy for a while, and then suddenly you had shows.
Oh, no, it's not that I never, it's not that I ever really stopped. I just, I don't advertise unless people pay me. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So until you start paying me, then don't bother. Yeah. Okay. So I had a couple of shows and I taught a couple of classes and I was out and about in Miami and yeah.
Were you out and about in your imposter vehicle?
Yeah, that's not my vehicle. I totally do not own that car.
See, you got a new car, everybody. I don't recognize it as a new car because it, the only car that I know of his is the one that I met him what he had, and that has also had a bullet hole shot through the back window. And so, I don't know that I'm going to have a hard time adjusting to that. I'm sure it's hard for you to find it in the parking lot. Cause it
are you kidding me? I walk out into the driveway and I don't even know where it is.
Yeah, like, I think the cops are here.
Yeah.
No, it's mine.
I stand with Greg and I do not recognize it as my own car either.
Hmm. You're not the only one on the show that got a new car, and it's not me. Gravy also got himself a new car, but we're not going to find out about that. So
yeah, no, nobody cares.
Yeah, it's not. It's a blimp. This week a blimp. Yes, I
know. This week in gravy.
Yeah, with the gravy flu and blimps. There we go.
Oh, delicious.
I'm kind of stalling because I'm hoping Brandon will actually be on the show today. He tends to show up when he wants. And that's
so he said he'd be 10 minutes late.
Oh, he did. I didn't see this. There's a text message saying he'd be late.
I mean, at least that's what he said.
That's get started. I'll be there in 10. That was 10 minutes ago. Okay, great. Well, okay. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves because I have content that I think would be interesting to hear from everybody. But I guess we can just start. Do we ever? There's so many things on the run sheet from last time that I don't remember if we got to or not. So I'm going to be like asking some questions. Like, hey, did we talk about old people humping robots? Is that like, did we get to that?
You know what's funny is we actually did. We took that topic from Nerd Talk and we did that in one of my shows, and it turned it into. A wheelchair robot sex machine old people type show.
Okay, I've got a couple of things. One, did we talk about it on this podcast or did you hear it from Nerd Talk, my segment on the radio?
Either and or both.
Okay, great. Gravy, can you nod again? I wasn't able to see you. Did we talk about that on the show? Okay, so we talked about old people banging and having the new artificial hips are robot exoskeletons. Okay, I added it to the list, but it turns out it's not necessary. I'm curious if you made any New Year's resolutions this year. It's the first episode of season 5 at the beginning of January. People tend to do that. Siege, did you make any New Year's resolutions?
Cause more chaos.
Well, okay.
Also, try everything on the Taco Bell menu. That comes out every new thing.
Oh man, that goes in direct conflict with my New Year's resolution, and I'm so mad at myself now.
Well, I can change it.
I resolved to not eat fast food this month. I think we maybe mentioned that last show that I was considering that. Yeah, it's well, I was like, I'm getting kind of fat, and I should like this is an easy way to stop being so fat. And then I've been texting Gravy all week because on New Year's Eve I went to Costco. And I saw a guy walking out as I was walking out, and he had a giant cheesecake covered in cherries. And I was like,
well, oh,
I want that.
Well, so, yeah, you have to go back in and get it.
So I went back in to get it. They had three left. It was New Year's Eve, and they were about to close. And so I, weird time to be at Costco, by the way, for anyone who
I can only imagine.
It wasn't so busy, but it was busy enough, and everyone was like really in a hurry, and it was very funny because some people that go there don't care about anyone else's sense of time at all, so it's fun. I was a big, lonely, sad guy, and so I was like, well, I'm going to get myself a cheesecake, and I'm going to eat that. It's going to be awesome.
Big, lonely, sad guy with a giant cheesecake.
I feel like crap. I'm going to get a cheesecake. That's going to make me feel better.
Of course it will.
Yeah. So, good. Yeah, I stopped eating fast food, and then I immediately started eating
cheesecakes.
$23 cheesecake, but it's the size of a large pizza. I mean,
dude, and that's Costco price. That's like cheap. That had probably been like a $45 cheesecake anywhere else.
I'm going. Yeah, I mean, I think you could like if you bought it. Let's say you bought it by the slice. Oh, you'd pay $100 for how easily. Much cheesecake I got. If you bought it from Cheesecake Factory, I mean, I don't know if this is Googleable or not, but like, I feel like, yeah, $45 minimum, more like $75. And
how much did that thing weigh? Do you have like in ounces or pumpkins?
That's a great question. I can go look downstairs. I'm not going to, I don't think. But wait, I took a picture of it.
Oh!
Hold on. I can't find my phone, of course, so that limits my ability to. Oh, it's way over there by the simulator.
by the stimulator.
Oh, man, imagine combining those things. That's a good idea. Something that gives you a poke while you're giving it a steer. That's not bad.
Oh, you're going to get a poke. I thought you were going to get something else to stimulate.
Well, you know, whatever.
I mean, mental, whatever floats your boat.
Mental stimulation, I guess.
That's right. Did you see that? You see that new thing that they just came out with? They're advertising everywhere. It's the taint zapper.
No, what?
They have, you know, the taint. Okay, so they have a taint.
I'm familiar Band-Aid. With the taint.
The taint yeah, what? Have you seen the taint Band-Aid? How it's like a special formation to get right in there, you know, for like little surgeries and snippies and things that like that you may have done before.
Yeah. Okay.
So now they have like a little electrode zapper on it to help stimulate the things if you have trouble either finishing or whatever. Yeah. So like they can just zap you. Yeah. My big question, I just got an advertisement for it on Blue Sky and somebody sent it to me.
We get way
it was just,
different advertisements.
I mean, I wonder why. And so my question is
of the week.
My question
of the week.
Thank you.
Is can I wear that all the time or do I just have to use it for special occasions?
Oh, why can't you wear it all the time?
I mean,
is it do you control it with an app or how does it work?
I wish. I don't know. I don't know much about it. I only
There's
saw
just
it.
Some guy in a factory that's like
just some guy just hitting the button. Or
he's off at turn three. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm trying to think what I get ads for right now. It's all racing simulator stuff. Okay, so to be clear,
stimulators.
Look at that. For anybody, who's not aware, I just completed my racing simulator rig for my house, and it's the best thing I've ever bought. I want all beefy. Of you guys to come over and just hang out and play race car with me because it's except for Brandon. Brandon's gonna play race car judge because that's his favorite thing. He's the author of Eras of Architecture Across Eastern Washington. He's our skin squatch, but you're Montana Mountain King, formerly our littlest boy, currently our biggest blimp enthusiast. Some call him Tony Pizza. He's old Milky Wiener, finger blasting Brandon from the internet.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hell yeah.
I thought about you a lot this week, Greg.
Yeah.
Nice.
To completion or?
how much money?
Not
how
quite.
Many hundred bucks?
Not quite.
Hey, I'll
not
take
quite. Oh, we got to get Brandon the taint zapper.
100%. He needs the taint zapper. Wait,
is this related to the Cheesecake Factory text that I'm getting? Is that like a...
Oh, yeah. Wait,
either and or yes.
Real quick, to finish that thought up, each slice of cheesecake from the Cheesecake Factory is $11.95. Their 10-inch is $73. I don't know how many inches the Costco cheesecake I got is, but it's bigger than 10 inches. That's for sure. It's got to be a 12-inch cheesecake for $23. I mean, that's
a cheesecake, BBC.
Oh, man. I like a cheesecake.
Everybody
on board with cheesecake here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, great. Yeah. No?
We all hate our toilets. Come on. Obviously, we're on board.
Gravy doesn't count. Like, we know
Gravy's
this.
Like, Gravy's trying to reset his Shartless Days record.
He's like, I got to avoid the...
Also, Shartless Days sounds like a romance novel that AI wrote based on our podcast.
Put me on the cover with the long flowing hair, riding a horse.
Shartless Days of Our Lives.
It's like Gravy in the corner, like crying into his hand and Siege shirtless, like on a centaur siege. Excuse me.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, Brandon, you've been thinking about
me. Cheesecake is 12 inches around.
Yeah. Okay.
4 pounds.
Four. That's half a baby.
Crap.
I've almost eaten half a baby worth of cheesecake.
Wait, Greg just stoinked.
He did.
Yay!
Yes.
Yay!
Shout out to Teacher Brother for suggesting that we do more stoichiometry in 2026.
Yeah,
guys. If I had more time, I know exactly how to do what I want to do. But I don't know if I have the strength to do it.
I was like, are you Kylo Ren?
No, I know. I have these skills and the ability to make a stoichiometry calculator that would take, like, we could, you know, we would input units, all of the units. So we obviously, like, average pumpkins, Gurgurths, how many Gurgurths, how many average pumpkins,
That's one third of a pumpkin, that cheesecake. Yeah.
Oh, cheesecake. Whoa. How many halves of a baby? How many of my mouths could?
And how many of my mouths?
How many bees?
And how many bees? So we could literally convert anything to anything using this stoichiometry calculator. And I just don't have the time to build it. So
okay, quit your job. This year, what are you doing?
Coming this year will be a stoichiometry, let's say a public access stoichiometry calculator.
Okay, hold Holy on, crap. Everyone. Somebody listening out there, Maria, if you're still there, I feel like you might be. If you're
Can
out
we get
there,
updated, anybody, updated funny stats.
Yeah. Well, first of all, absolutely, I want that. So that way I could be misguided for like months and like feel terrible about myself. No, but somebody who is a programmer type, there's at least one of you is. We need the open source.
Let's put it on the Discord.
Stoichiometry calculator for the Nerd Talk Plus show. Okay. So the Nerd Talk Plus stoichiometry calc.
And it can like be it's not difficult to make.
It's not?
No, it'd be very simple.
Why don't you tell your homeboy ChatGPT to waste the ocean and make it for you, huh?
Hell yeah.
Might as well. How many oceans would it take? How many pumpkins would burn?
Siege is getting an ad for zapping your taint. I got an ad for, wow, Claude Code. It makes it so easy to make your own apps. And I'm like, wow. Well, I live a vanilla
nerd.
Life. Anyway, Brandon, you were thinking about almost to completion. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, almost to completion. So for Christmas, I got a gift from Cage, and it was a Nintendo Switch.
What?
One or two? Yeah, the first one, because it doesn't mean anything different to me. Anything is better than I have zero gaming console or anything like that. And so I got the Nintendo Switch, and it has maybe not the new Mario Kart, but it has Mario Kart on it. Mario Kart 8, if anybody's curious.
Yeah. Oh, a clutch of Mario.
And I thought about you specifically because I knew you were building your racing sim, and I was like, I kind of have my own racing sim. And then this wasn't a thing. The last time I played Mario Kart was N64. Mm. Okay, Nintendo 64 Mario Kart. What's its Christian name?
It's full legal name, Mario.
Yeah, and Luigi Mario. I didn't know. So N64 Mario did not have the 200cc version of the races, and I tried that for one race, and oh my god. That must be what my toddler feels like when I let him play, which is I have zero control.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm going to start, I'm going to have to think about breaking into these corners. And I was like, this is a race sim now.
Well, it's, cute. I think that's a cute sentiment. Thank you. I'll tell you, I got the racing sim going. It's changed my life. It's absolutely,
and my child hasn't showered in days.
Literally. So I put my kid in front of it, and he was like, okay, I'll try it. And he a couple summers ago, I took him to Legoland. He was six, and he got on the little, they're not like bumper cars, but they're like drive around the little track things. They're not quite go-karts because they're really slow. And parents aren't allowed to go out there with you. And so he goes out there and he sits in the thing, and then he just looks at me the whole time. And I'm like, press the gas. And he's like, I don't know
what you're talking about.
What is that? I was like, we watch racing every week. What? How do you not understand that? They talk about all these concepts. Have you not picked up on this? You're just watching. Oh, you're six. Okay, and so.
Oh.
So yeah, I let him play when I got the PlayStation. I let him play a little bit just with the controller, and he was like terrible at it because it's hard. And then I put him in front of the freaking wheel, and I was like, "That's the gas, and that's the brake. You got it?" And he was like, "I got it." And within 5 minutes, he's setting times as good as mine. Now I, for him, I have the difficulty turned down a little bit. I have the all the assists turned on, so he like you know we're not all of them, but I have some of them turned on.
So like he's the, like bumper bowling.
We're raising a soft generation of children, letting them
participation trophies.
So like in Mario Kart, he beats me in Mario Kart every time. As an 8 year old, every single time he beats me because he's just better at it than me. After like a month of playing, he was like, "Your reaction time is so slow, you stupid old person.
You need the realism." He lives in a cartoon world.
And so
he's put it on 200 cc and then see what he thinks.
Yeah, suck that, space baby.
He still then beats me. It doesn't matter what we set it on. He wins. Now, the trick is that you have to get him losing, because once he starts losing, he fully loses it and cannot cope with
throws
losing.
Throws the controller?
Yeah, not quite, because he knows that I would murder him. But like, but as soon as he starts losing, I have to then like wait for him to catch up so that way he can like stop yelling at me or whatever if I'm not – I don't have to, but I do that sometimes or whatever. Yeah, and then – if his mother is present and I don't let him win, it is amazing the friction it causes between everybody because she's either trying to fix his feelings and
you're like you realize there's articles written about generations of parents giving their kids trophies for not winning.
You realize that your mother has made that comment to me about me, basically. Like, yeah. But anyway, the simulator is. Just to explain to anyone who might not be familiar, there's like a proper seat, like a car seat, and it slides forward and back so we can change the distance to the pedals so he can play also and we can switch between us. And then the wheel has resistance built in. And so as you're going through a turn, as you're losing traction in the wheel, you can feel it slipping. And then once it loses traction, the wheel loses resistance. What's that?
You can feel it break?
Yeah, you can feel the traction break because all of a sudden the wheel gives and you start spinning.
Oh my God,
whatever.
That's awesome.
And so you're like pushing through a turn and it's fighting back and you find that perfect balance to just ride through. It's so incredible, man. It was like, and then there's all these tracks. I've been watching Formula One for 25 years and there's like all these tracks that like this is a driver's favorite. And then I play it in the game and it's just so hard. And I was like, well, that's why they're professional. I was like, no. The Suzuka circuit is incredible, and in, not just because it's Japan. Okay, fine. But like that's the one that the... That's one of the two that the drivers all love. That in Belgium. The one in Austin actually is a big fan favorite or a big driver favorite too. And you get into those and you see why, because it like the way that you push the car through these turns and how it holds on and how the forces work is incredible. I immediately was like, oh, all the tracks that are like suitable to me previously are all boring as hell. And all the best tracks are the ones they've been talking about forever. And this is incredible. And I could never play with a remote again. So
did you know that in Mario Kart, I hold down the A button the entire time?
Oh, I don't even know what that
so
means.
It's kind of the same.
Yeah, that's not the same at all. But yeah. Yeah. Do you do the little jump turns and the little
yeah, of course.
Slides
does
and everything?
Can you do that in your simulator? Can you do that in your simulator?
I guess so. If I was playing Mario Kart, probably, but I don't know if it connects to
those. Hey, speaking of programmer, yes, it does connect. The followers of our Discord and whatnot, you're building your stoichiometry calculator, can you also build like? Because I think this would be hilarious and it's probably already been done. Can you build a Mario Kart skin for the whatever F1 game Gregor is playing so that he can choose which Mario Kart characters?
Oh, just make him Toad the whole time.
And race the Suzuka circuit or whatever the stuff he's talking about.
Oh, okay.
Dude, Toad is my go-to in Mario Kart. Who's your guys' go-to?
Oh, in the original Mario Kart, I love Wario. Just because he goes, I'm a Wario, I'm gonna win.
Because Wario is to Mario as Gerg is to Greg.
Yeah.
Hell and, yes.
And the old Mario's, like, when you're playing with Wario, if you get him going, if you're good at it, he's the best because he's the fastest. Yeah. It's Toad's the easiest because he's the quickest, so you can like catch up. You could like if you spin out, it's easier to get going again. But yeah, I think Wario. I like Yoshi a lot, and then of course Toad.
Oh yeah, classic.
Siege.
I don't play it enough to know. I just randomly selected. I would do the princess.
You seem like a Donkey Kong guy.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I would totally rock a Donkey Kong. I play Asphalt Airborne 8 Plus. Yes, you heard that correctly. I play Asphalt Airborne 8 Plus on Apple TV, just in the Apple Arcade, because I have a PS5 controller, and the Bluetooth just hooks up to the Apple TV, and it's basically like Gran Turismo, except it's more like... You remember in the arcade, the old Daytona USA, where you would be like Cruising USA or one of those? It's basically that, with like jumps and flips and all sorts of that. But you're still driving like, I don't know, like Nissan GTRs and all sorts of other cars. But yeah.
So as promised, if you come back here and you want to drive the simulator, which I you guys have to come back simulator. And do this.
I want to do it so badly.
I will get the NASCAR game for you. Like, hell, I will buy the NASCAR game and you can come drive it. The F1 game is unbelievable, and then I'll get Gran Turismo next, but I'm trying not to go too crazy with it out of the gate. I don't want to lose 6 months of my life to it. So, yeah. Oh, bye, Brandon.
I think he's still here. Just pause the video.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think maybe his phone paused the video for him because he lost
connection.
Yeah.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Okay, and we're back. There we go. For the fourth time trying to come back with technical difficulties. Gravy's been in the Discord asking people things. We were talking about favorite, our go-to Mario Kart character, and then there was one other thing that I already forgot. Gravy, is anyone saying anything of value in the Discord?
Yeah, you know, we're testing it out, seeing how it goes. But Teacher Brother's definitely ragging on his brother, saying New Year's same Brandon because he's super late. But
more like asshole brother. And guess what? He's not going to hear this until like multiple days from now. So that isn't going to stay. That isn't really going to land.
Okay, great. It lands with us. So that's what matters.
That's good. Yeah.
And what about anything Mario Kart?
Well, Wolfgang said the villager is his Mario Kart guy.
That's a new
Mario Kart 8. Yeah. That's from what's the game where you get the turnips?
The turnips? The Animal Crossing.
Yeah. There's some Animal Crossing people in Mario Kart 8. Okay, well that wasn't worth it. Thanks, Gravy. Appreciate your it was them that missed, but thank you for everyone that tried to participate. My question of the week. I've been seeing a lot of people in my social media feed. I took a couple weeks off of social media and didn't do much, and now I'm back. And what it's been serving me is everyone's Christmas pictures, because that's what I need to see now, a week and a half later. But also, everyone who was the worst at their fantasy sports league now has to carry out these ridiculous bets.
Oh, and cool. It's like,
you have to go to the bowling alley for 24 hours and whatever. But you can work time off. What's wrong with
that? That sounds awesome.
That sounds like what you get if you win.
Yeah.
You can work the time off by like doing whatever. So there was one that I saw, the punishment, and I thought of you, Siege, immediately, because we have a bond over City Ham. But a punishment for losing fantasy football, spend 24 hours in a Waffle House. But
this does not sound like a punishment.
For every waffle you eat, you can take 1 hour off the total. Question
Why
of the week.
Why can't I add work?
How many Waffle House waffles could you eat in 1 day?
Easily 24.
How big is a Waffle House waffle?
They're not. Yeah, I mean, they're
the size of a plate. It's like,
but they're thin.
Yeah. Yeah. They're
It's like a large Eggo, it looks like.
Oh, don't you dare.
Size wise.
Yes. Size wise. It's about
how
the
many
size
large
of a plate.
Eggos?
Like a 10 Eggos? Inch. A 10
How much sugar?
Eggo.
Add it to the story calculator.
Now, it's not quite the size of a cheesecake from Costco, okay? But you've never been to a Waffle House, I gather.
No, I've never been to a Waffle House.
Brandon, like, you know,
you're hurting me.
I need to get you down here. It's okay.
When would I have gone to a Waffle House?
Whenever you are anywhere other than Washington. I don't
where
know.
Has where is what is the closest Waffle House to me?
Me this is like come to me, is, Brandon. How many times do I have to beg you? I love you. Come visit me.
Come visit him.
Come visit me. A Waffle House waffle is generally large, around 7 inches in diameter, although sizes can slightly vary due to location.
That's not that big.
7 inches is huge, bro. I mean,
that's huge. Sorry. Yeah, that's massive.
Yeah. Like, what are you trying to do here,
bro? How many Gergers? If you roll it up.
If you roll it up, it's probably extremely accurate.
The closest. So,
wet it in syrup. Wet it in syrup. You can helicopter. Is it?
What's Google's AI called? Gemini? There are no Waffle House locations in Spokane. Okay, I already knew that. So the closest ones are hundreds of miles away in other states, with Fort Collins, Colorado being a common mention for residents.
Let's go to Colorado, man.
Yeah, we had one of all places in Tucson. It was like, I had never been to Waffle House, and then I moved to Tucson. People were like, we're going to Waffle House. And I was like, that sounds stupid. And then I was like, I'm so sorry, Waffle House. I didn't mean to say something so awful. Because they're great. And so, like, yeah, I'm in Florida. We're in Cocoa Beach. And Siege and I go to the Waffle House. That's
where you first met the Butthole Eyes glasses.
I did not know that. That's amazing. That's
great. Fort Collins, Colorado Waffle House on the corner of John Deere Drive and Northwest Frontage Road.
You know what? I know who that is.
That's about
right. Yeah. I want to go. There's one in Albuquerque, too, by the airport, so we could go there, I guess. But we should just go to Florida and eat a Waffle House. Anyway, the question is, how many waffles do you think you could eat from Waffle House? Or, Brandon, in your case, how many, I guess, double Eggos could you eat in one day? It's about two Eggos, probably, size-wise, not quality-wise, Siege. I understand.
In a day?
Yeah, how many of those waffles could you eat? Siege says, are you serious, 24? Do you think you could eat 24 waffles?
Without a doubt. If I'm eating one of those an hour in a 24-hour period, dude, I could house those things. If I'm not eating anything else.
You would only have to eat 12 of them, though, because if you ate one an hour, then every time you did that, one of your hours would come off.
Yeah, but who says I want an hour to come off? Maybe I want to add an hour. I could live in a
waffle. You gotta throw them back up.
You know me. Throw them back up.
But
that's
the
only way I can stay. They're going to throw me out if I eat them.
See, you just figured out how to break physics into a time loop. You just have to eat Waffle House waffles and then throw them back out. I never saw Tenet, but was that the plot?
That's it, yes. Basically. It's me in a Waffle House.
Siege is just at Waffle House with like a dozen seagulls. He just barking up waffles for them to eat.
Oh my God. If I could be like the king of the seagulls.
It'd be the seagulls.
The seagulls.
Yeah.
Obviously, my bad.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
I feel like, okay, so in a regular pack of like Eggo type waffles, there's about eight, right? So that would be four waffles, like Waffle House waffles.
Yeah.
According. So I feel like, that's 4 hours right there. Can I eat? Could you eat six of those?
Could you eat three of those boxes in one day? Yeah.
That would just get 12 hours off, right? Because you're supposed to spend 24 hours there.
Yeah, but if you take 12 hours off, and if you do one pair every hour, then that's 12 hours. And so then you would be able to leave.
Yeah. Oh, I could easily do that.
Yeah. Brandon, were you here when we talked about how many hot dogs we could eat in a day?
No.
Starting with the butt?
Oh, that number is much lower.
Guys, I learned something about hot dogs. Are you ready?
Oh, hell yeah.
Kenji Lopez Alt, a guy who's the New York Times chef guy, and he now lives in Seattle or whatever. He's a nice enough dude, and he does a teriyaki tour where he goes to all the teriyaki places across Seattle to find the best ones and then writes about or like puts it on Instagram and stuff about them.
Is he the guy who reviewed the Mariner stuff this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw him there, and I was like, are you Kenji? And he was like... Yeah, I was like, I like your Instagram. He was like, okay, weird.
Could you feed me through the hot dog hole?
Can we be friends and all? Have you ever heard of the hot dog glory hole? He'd be like, let's go. I bet. Anyway, he posted that I now know how to tell the difference between a natural sausage case and I don't know what artificial would be in this case.
Synthetic?
I'm guessing they make it from some sort of like cornstarch.
Plastics,
microplastics or something. But he said there's a way to tell instantly if it's a natural sausage casing. Do you guys know how to do that?
Is it the snap?
No, he said you have to look for a nipple on the end of the hot dog rather than a butthole.
Hell yeah.
He said sphincter, but I say
butthole. Either way, it's going in my mouth.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not turning down a sphincter dog.
Wait, so wait, if there's a wiener sphincter, then what is it? That's a natural casing?
No. It's like
that's microplastics.
Listen, for Brandon, for you, I'm not gonna see you have to set this one out. But for straight Brandon, if it has nips, that's what you're into. If it has buttholes, that's not it, okay?
Okay. Yeah. All right. Makes sense. Okay. Thank you.
For Nerd Talk Plus, Brandon. Okay. Might be, you know, anything goes or whatever.
That's so why I want the nipple wieners. I want the nipple wieners, not the butthole wieners.
If you want the natural casing on it, which means you're eating. Okay. It probably means you're eating intestines, though, is the weird part about it.
I need that butthole.
I might actually want that butthole, though.
I need that butthole.
You bring that butt over here or what?
Thank you. Anyway.
There's never been a more relevant use of that button.
I don't know if I agree with that, but okay. Brandon, how many hot dogs and buns do you think, and it could just be like a normal like Oscar Mayer or wiener on a store hot dog bun. How many hot dogs and buns could you eat in a day? Like a, not 24 hours, but just like in a 16
like a,
hour
it, how many in like one business day, how many hot dogs
In a waking day, how many hot dogs did you eat, do you think?
Gosh, I think I'm probably like, if you give me like the Oscar Mayer type, I'm probably like, my numbers are probably pretty light. I'm like maybe one an hour.
So 16 in a day.
Are you guys awake for 16 hours in a day?
You are.
How many hours am I awake in a day? Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Do you ever get 8 hours of sleep?
No, absolutely not.
So you're awake for more than that.
Oh man. Oh, that makes sense. Oh, math.
Math. How many hours are there in a day? I don't even know.
Sorry, I've never stoiked daylight.
Listen, time is a made-up construct. It doesn't really matter.
Suck daylight.
Yeah, you can. I've seen you.
So, do you think you could do 16 in a day?
16 in a day? Yeah, absolutely. I think so. I think I could. I think I would feel very uncomfortable.
Well, yeah, it has to be to the point... It has to be short of barfing.
You can eat them on the toilet.
It has to be, like, I don't want you to feel so, like, I want you to eat comfortably within reason.
Comfortably.
Thank you.
Yeah. I know a guy that, maybe I'll do this. Like, I know this one guy where every single time he, like, one of his favorite restaurants is Red Ramen. And
me too.
Yum. Every single time he goes there.
Yum.
When my child was 2 years old.
It's like, it's all fine until you come in sounding like that dude off of Family Guy. It's
like, thank you for remembering that. That was amazing. I'm so happy about that. Mothra, Mothra. Japanese words, Mothra.
This guy, every time he goes to Red Robin, he will take a break in the middle of his meal, go poop in the Red Robin, and then come back and finish his meal.
Wow. In the bathroom.
Just over the
other side of the restaurant.
Yeah.
If he's in the bar area, he goes to the family section. If he's in the family section, he goes to the bar area.
What you doing? He also figured out pooping the time loop that Siege figured out.
It's the endless basket of fries, man.
I don't think that digestion works that quickly. So he is just like he thinks he's making more room in his body every time he does it. But he can almost like poop on command.
Ballerina already, dog. Like, come on. That's not how it works.
The fry seasoning triggers his inner bowels.
Yeah. Oh, must be. Mother. Anyway, I guess I could do that with hot dogs.
You could go poop in the middle?
Yeah,
you probably have to.
You don't even need to stop.
I brought this up yesterday to a couple of my friends, and my friend was like, "That's a lot of sodium, dude. You'd probably get real over it real quick." And I was like,
"Just drink water."
Sodium? Oh no.
Okay, here's the thing. Nobody cares about how you're gonna feel. It's just what's the number that you can do.
Seriously.
What was your guys's like? Mine was 16, which feels ambitious. What is yours?
I think 16 is probably bigger than what I would actually be able to do, but I said 15 or 16.
Okay. I'd probably do about 24.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
Hot dogs are good. They're good for you.
I had two today. Gravy can confirm this. So
I think I had six the other day.
I wanted to have two more, but then I had spaghetti, and then I had a sixth of a 12-inch cheesecake, and I was like, all right, well, that's probably... I'm the only person that's given up fast food and then gotten on the scale the next day and been like, maybe I should go back to fast
food. How did this happen? Taco Bell helps your digestion, helps your metabolism.
Brandon, it's do you have a New Year's resolution this year, buddy?
Oh.
Not like an official one. I'm not drinking this year. And
the whole year?
The whole year.
Not even Four Loko?
What if we went to Florida? Would you drink then?
Yes.
Florida doesn't count. You can drink.
I'm not even going to think about it. Yes, I would.
That's a different country.
It's a different country. And I'm trying my best to not eat processed or as much like added processed sugar until tonight, where I had some Swedish fish and it was delicious.
Oh yeah,
you've heard of Nerds gummy clusters, right? Like,
There's some in my house, and it's driving me bananas.
Since you're refinishing the basement, can you put a hot dog glory hole in there?
Could you just put a hot dog glory?
I'm putting a sauna in here, you guys.
Yeah.
So what? If that sounds like a daddy, what would that be? That's a daddy oven.
Yes.
Daddy toaster? Daddy warmer?
Oh, the daddy warmer. Could you put rollers in there? And so we could just lay on there and roll around and then it would be like hot dogs?
Giant 7-Eleven rollers.
Daddy 11. Way better than 9-11.
Not as good as 7-Eleven.
Oh, definitely not as good as 7-Eleven.
Daddy 11 is the same thing as 8-11.
Okay, well, anyway, question of the week. If anyone wants to answer you can go to nerdtalkplus.com to find us. You can do it on Spotify. You can leave us a review on Apple Music or whatever, Apple Podcasts. But the thing that we asked initially was, how many Waffle House waffles could you eat in a day? And if you've never had Waffle House, thank you. If you've never had Waffle House, how many hot dogs and buns could you eat in a day?
Do you want to know, like, it should not be shocking. Well, okay, I get that it's shocking to you that I've never been to a Waffle House.
No, that's not shocking.
I want to share with you that
it's
this
appalling,
is like,
but it's not
this
shocking.
Is like a family. Apparently, this is a shared family trauma because Gravy put in the chat that said, how many Waffle House waffles could you eat in 24 hours? And Teacher Brother responded like, he said, like gingerbread houses, but waffles.
Oh my God.
So I don't even think he understands the concept.
Talk about make it worse, only not cool.
Holy crap.
Also a great idea.
I mean, I would rather do that at Christmas time.
Yes. Yeah. Waffle House. Make an actual house of waffles.
Okay. Well, anyway, if you could chime in on our Discord or nerdtalkplus.com, or if you're listening to this on Spotify, if you could chime in with that on there and we'll maybe one day check it, that'd be real nice. Let's do one Nerd Talk story and then we'll get to Guinness time since I don't even know how far into this we are because we stopped for so long and I don't know, whatever. It's about Florida. That's why I want to get to it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Turns out that Jurassic Park got one bit of science correct. Florida researchers captured more than 50,000 mosquitoes, which to me sounds like the worst job ever. More than 20 varieties. And then they took blood from their little mosquito bellies and they could identify DNA from frogs to cows. To human scientists, probably, if you're being accurate. I am.
This one's Dave.
They really did find almost everything, says ScienceAlert.com. Only the endangered Florida panther, Puma concolor cougar, was missing from the list of large mammals, probably on the ice somewhere, and smaller subterranean dwellers like the eastern mole, Scallopus aquaticus. Why is it called aquaticus? They're underground, not underwater.
Scallop. No, is it mollusk or mole?
It says like the eastern mole. I think someone copied and pasted wrong on this, to be honest with you, because Scallopus aquaticus sounds like it's a...
Yeah, like a scallop.
A sea scallop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, that sucks.
Dude, it's a mole.
What?
It is?
Yeah, just Scalopus aquaticus is the ugliest looking mofo I've ever seen.
Mofo.
Oh, he only lives for 6 years. Aww.
Well, good thing we don't have his DNA.
Pacific
then.
Octopus only lived for 4. Did you know that?
What? How many Jake Gyllenhaal? How many Jake Gyllenhaals is that?
Oh, that's like 0.6.
Wait,
no,
is that who?
Point
is that how one, many? Whose life was it that we were?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
It was Gyllenhaal, right?
Yeah,
I think it was Gyllenhaal.
Or was it Gosling?
I thought
damn
it, Gosling.
Gosling. It was how many Goslings were one good. Gosling?
Yeah, thank you. yeah, the
maybe we can average
an octopus only lives
JG's.
4 years. A cuttlefish that's only sad. For like 3 or something like that. Isn't
oh
that
man,
wild.
That's sad. The octopus parrots feels like it forever. Should live forever.
If you were like an octopus lived 600 years, I'd be like, yeah, obviously,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It's got just, yeah, independent brains and all of its arms. It obviously lives yeah. that long. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, they're not expecting to get any dino DNA from fossilized bug guts, they say. That's ooh. Not likely. But this is a pretty cool way to collect DNA without having to go, you know, like find some sort of vicious beast and collect its, you know, blood from it or whatever. Although I'm sure the people who shoot the tranquilizer guns love shooting the tranquilizer guns so much that like
hell yeah.
because you're thinking about how much you would love to shoot a tranquilizer gun.
Not at all. I have no desire to shoot guns except for at myself, and so like that's like
we need more guns.
No.
Anyway, I feel like my friend, because I live in Spokane, my friend was like, do you have any desire to get into hunting? And I was like, no, I really like animals.
I'm trying to get a sword, dude. I'm not trying to get yeah, guns. Seriously.
Every time yeah. I go to sword gym, I work out and I look at the swords on the wall. I'm like, someday.
You train harder, don't you?
I train harder when I see the swords. But my friend asked me if I want to get into hunting, and I'm like, no, I just don't think realistically, I think if I saw a deer, I'd be like, oh, look, a deer, rather than like want to shoot it. And because every time I see a deer, that's what I think. Or even the dumb turkeys, like I think the same. I'm like, oh, cool, turkeys.
One of those is going to kill you before you kill it. For yeah.
absolutely.
Yeah.
But I would absolutely go hunting if they gave me a tranquilizer gun.
Absolutely.
A that's, good turkey with a gun beats a bad turkey with a gun.
Yes.
Oh my god. A turkey with a gun shooting a person, is that what you said?
Hell yeah.
Give me a tranquilizer sword.
You have to stand your ground.
I gotta be honest with you. I feel like that kind of is the same thing. Like I think if you hit something with a sword, it definitely tranquilizes it.
Yeah, okay.
I like it.
Yeah, but I like sleep harmless sleep, not
so, like a bug zapper.
Collecting all this off. DNA is going to be really great when the robots in the next 7 to 8 years take over and eliminate all the humans. And then, like, when the survivors step up to repopulate the Earth and they need to bring back the extinct species, I don't doubt it. Once we figure out how to get clean water back, obviously, at least we'll have all the mosquitoes that they captured in order to bring everyone back. So I'm pretty, we might not get Tyrannosaurus.
Oh man,
but
they brought back Dave?
Not Kevin.
So yeah. Oh, they brought him back Nuhu. That's nice.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man. We really need a lot more Nuhus in order to finance the world.
The future of humans, just everyone doing stepovers. It's like crazy. Sorry, that is so inside. That's
but it works.
Okay.
It works.
Just bicycle kick clearances, everything.
Yes.
Everybody that works at the grocery store is just bicycle kicking everything.
Get your baby out of the car, bicycle kick it into daycare.
There is no other way to do anything in the future.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Dude is like, how do you expect me to go to a Waffle House? Puts on a hat from the Tacoma Rainiers 500 miles away from his house.
Yeah, right.
I
feel like Fort Collins is equidistant.
Yeah, I got a Rainiers hat like within a reaching distance, maybe.
Okay, so this is the game called Guinness Time, where I look at Guinness World Records and these guys try to guess the answers to it, I suppose.
And Gravy always cheats.
How about a guess this? How far is Fort Collins from Spokane, Greg?
It is 560 driving. Miles. Driving.
Oh, yeah. Dude, 1,037 miles.
Hey, that's what I was going to guess.
I was within 50%.
Okay.
He didn't go over.
So, Cheney Stadium from Spokane.
By the way, should be Cheney Stadium. I don't care if it is Cheney Stadium, but after I had to say Dick Cheney's name my whole life, it makes me bummed out that I have to remember to say Cheney Stadium. Anyway.
Oh, man, you would have loved this.
So this is where the gang all guesses the Guinness World Records, starting with most matches held in the nose. Mm. Yep, just like that.
This is almost like bees in the mouth.
It's almost like bees in the mouth.
Oh,
no, it was in my pocket. Where'd it go?
What? You had bees in your pocket?
I've got five bees in my pocket.
My nose thing. The other ones.
Mine's in my carry-on from my trip that I took, so I'm not.
It is the same nose thing I bought in Thailand 5 years ago, and it still
most works. Matches in the nose.
Mm. Are they like the big fat paper ones wood. For...
They're wood matches, like the ones that are about yay big that you would use.
The all-weather
like matchbox.
Camping matches?
Yeah, camping not matches. Ones. Yeah. Not the fire-starting ones that are like a foot long, but like the ones that are, you know...
But see,
regular
old
matches.
We gotta compare big nostrils. Size matches. Like, Greg's got tiny little nostrils. Look at these suckers. I could fit like a
what
thumb
are you talking about?
Half.
I have huge nostrils,
dude,
tiny mouth.
My nostrils are so much bigger than yours. You got one big look at that. Brandon's got little baby nostrils.
I've got a deviated septum, so this is like, yeah, you can see that there too. Like, no doubt that you have a big set of nose holes, brother. But
I got
like,
a big old honker.
But I don't think our honkers are that different in size. Next time I see you, we're rubbing honkers, okay?
Oh,
do you
hell
think
yeah.
Do you think that your honker is as wide around as it is long?
Does my honker have
as cavernous as it is wide?
Do you have a Gergerthian nose?
I have an inverted Gergerthian nostril cavity.
Brandon, how many matches can a dude put in his nose? Gravy, how many matches can a dude put in his nose? Anyone answer the question?
78. Four. I'll say 78.
78. Wrong.
Is it both nostrils or just one?
It's both, but it doesn't matter.
Oh,
Siege.
Oh no, that does matter. That matters so much.
Your nose has two nostrils. How is this hard to understand? Siege. How
69.
Many?
79.
79?
69.
Oh, 69. Okay.
100.
All right. Congratulations to Siege. The answer is 81.
Dang it. Dang it.
Hell yeah.
Wait, what'd I say?
Man, I didn't even
Doesn't
cheat.
Matter. Doesn't matter.
No. Siege, I cheated for you.
Thank you.
Okay, so Gravy won 1-0, but Siege is winning, okay? Longest golf putt, non-tournament. This goes to an American. He looks like a bro for sure. Part of a group of 18 golfers in Wisconsin determined to win back his title from the current record holder. He made the record-breaking putt several hours and rain delays into the attempt. That is unnecessary
mini
information.
Golf?
What?
Mini golf?
No. Proper grass golf. Like he's got to make a putt
golf.
From a long way. It's
not only
new
mini
golf that's
and new
for
golf.
Sure.
Those
old
are the only
golf.
Two I recognize. Old golf.
Gravy. Ugh.
300 yards.
Oh, wow.
Like he's at the tee box and he whacks it in from there.
300 yards. Okay, Siege?
69 feet.
All right, Siege, great job. And Brandon?
150 feet.
Congratulations to Brandon getting on
Whoa.
The board. It was 142 meters, which is less than
Whoa.
300 yards, apparently. And more than 69 feet, which is 20 meters something. So way to go, Brandon. You're on the board.
Somehow.
Do we do matches in the nose yet?
Yeah, you got Brandon, you got tiny nostrils.
I have a
man.
Little itty bitty nose.
You do.
My hawker is more of a squeaker.
It's cute.
Heaviest
steal your nose?
Weight
steal your nose?
Lifted with one ear using a clamp.
Oh gosh. That's so terrible.
I think it only takes like 24 pounds to pull off an ear.
Heaviest weight.
That can't be right.
He's Indian, so it's like
these people
specialize in torturing their bodies.
Yeah. I've seen a dude lift a giant rock with his dong.
I've seen a guy lie on a bed of nails with his body.
And that was yesterday. Yeah,
I was going to say that. I was out in front of the Waffle House.
It took an hour off its total time, though. It was pretty cool.
It's true.
Heaviest weight lifted with one ear using a clamp. The clamp is attached to some sort of string-looking device that is attached to the weights, and then he does like almost like a deadlift of the weights. Does that make sense?
Heaviest weight in pounds?
Yeah, whatever. I'd like pounds or kilograms, to be clear. Not
what's a kilogram?
Some arbitrary unit of measurement that I need a calculator to figure out.
13 pumpkins.
This is how you lose, Siege.
42 pounds.
42 pounds, says Gravy. Incorrect. Siege. Siege, hit me in kilograms. How about that?
Kilograms?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
All right. Well, anyway, wrong.
How many bees are in a kilogram?
What's that?
How many bees are in a kilogram?
Okay,
130 bees or kilograms.
No,
I mean,
it's so 130 kilograms.
130 kilograms.
43 pounds.
What'd you say, Gravy?
42.
Nice. Brandon, 2 points on the board, and the winner today is Siege.
Whoa! Yes!
Play the music.
Wrong music.
How much was it that I lift?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Too late.
Doesn't matter. Game's closed. I won.
We'll never know.
No one will ever
Whatever
know.
Whatever Siege said.
For the record, Fort Collins is 3.63 trips back to Cheney from Spokane.
Oh, so that's
the stoichiometry right there.
That's how you do
Cheney,
it.
Cheney Stadium, not Cheney, the city.
84.58 kilograms or 186 pounds.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's picking
how
up.
How messed up is that dude's ear?
That's picking up a full Brandon with your ear.
That's more than a full Brandon.
That's all right. Picking up Gravy with boots on. Dang.
Picking up
booted gravy.
Some of Greg.
Booted knee gravy with boots on to the stoiculator.
Yeah.
Stoiculator. All right. Well, we didn't do anything today except for act a fool. So what did we learn this week, if anything? After all, this is the head of show. Sean Gravy Gervin, hit us with the learnings of the show.
Well, Greg is going to be very busy this weekend. George Foreman grilling as many buttholes and nipple hot dogs it takes to get to half a baby.
Delicious.
To be clear, I'm a butthole wiener guy.
Hell yeah.
That's the bad one?
Yeah.
Bring that butt over here or what?
I don't like the texture of the natural casing.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you.
I
need that butthole.
Yeah.
I need that butthole.
Well, it's a new year, and that means Siege has a new show that he's going to be on. He's going to be on Chartless Days of Our Lives, riding a horse through the Everglade Mountains.
Hell yeah.
Everglade Mountains. Thank you. Yay. That makes me so happy.
And then Brandon, the race car judge, is speeding to Colorado to time travel at a Waffle House, so you'd be on time today.
Okay.
All right, well, see you now. Happy Season 5, everybody! Nerd Talk, Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!